This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Starting once again, it is the celebration of literacy happening a little differently this year. One of the organizers, Karen Fager, on with us. And Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, celebration of literacy 2021, but you got to do some things in a little bit different way this year.
Yes, because of COVID, we've had to rethink the whole celebration, and we're doing a drive-through book giveaway as our first event. It will be this Saturday at Fir Grove School. It's for all children, infants through high school, and people will be able to drive by in their cars, and we'll have others helping by handing up books. They're going to be wearing gloves and masks, of course, to be COVID safe. But the children will point to the books they want, and each child is going to be able to select up to four books.
Wow, that's a neat way to do it, and again, differently than normal, and you're doing it for 4 hours, so that provides a lot of time for folks to kind of come in slowly.
Right. We're just hoping that, you know, we don't get too much of a rush at one time, but I'm sure we'll be able to handle everybody. We literally have thousands of books separated by age or reading level. For the toddlers, we're going to have picture books, you know, toddlers and preschool. For the infants, we even have board books. But then beyond that, if they're a beginning reader in first or kindergarten or first grade, those books will be in one area, and then second and third graders in another, on up through middle and high school. So the cars will simply drive by. They'll be given instructions when they come in to look for the right color balloons for their child or children, and stop in that area, and then the children will point to the books that they want, and we'll hand them through the car window.
And I'm happy to tell you that it's going to be sunny on Saturday, and there will be no rain.
Oh, thank you so much. That's been a real concern, although this is a, you know, rain or shine event. I'm sure that we're hoping for good weather, but if it does happen to sprinkle, we're going to go ahead and have it. So we're hoping for a nice crowd on Saturday.
Well, it looks like we get through today, and we're going to be dry for several days here in the Umpqua Valley, so that helps out. Tell us what else you have going on once you get past Saturday.
Well, the library, some of the libraries are doing different events, and so check with your local library to see what is happening there. There is always a poster contest, and they can look on the Celebration of Literacy website to see how they, how they might enter that for children. And the big next event is going to be at Wildlife Safari on the 20th, another Saturday, 2 weeks away. And cars from Douglas County who have children with them are going to be able to show their identification and drive through the safari for free on that day. And the kids will each get another book on that day when they drive through. After the drive through, they can walk through the village for a storybook reading kind of thing on placards, which should be fun for the little ones too.
Wow, another interesting way to do it. And, of course, Celebration of Literacy, let's back up and kind of paint the picture here if people aren't familiar. This has been around for a long time. Talk about who organizes this and why you do it.
Well, it's sponsored by the Altrusa Club of Roseburg and the Umpqua Literacy Council. And we do it because we believe that reading is foundational to all learning. And we just like to get books into the hands of children to help develop a love of reading so that they're successful in school and later on in life. This actually is our 20th year, so it's disappointing that we aren't able to do all of the activities that we normally have. But we've tried to be creative and come up with just as much fun for the youngsters and involvement for them as possible.
What are some of the other things you could tell us about?
Excuse me. The other things going on at the libraries, I think in some of the libraries, because our theme this year is blast off with books, one of the libraries is actually making rockets. Several of the libraries are having children read the same novel, and then they're able to create some sort of a representation of what they've learned from that novel, either a picture or an essay or a diorama or something like that. And then we're going to have judges that actually take a look at those items that the children turn in, and there will be cash awards for those.
Wow, neat. Now, obviously, there's some things you just couldn't pull off this year.
some of the things we couldn't do. Our big reading fair was impossible because that would involve children in small groups huddling together doing their crafts and activities at the fairgrounds. And we couldn't do Valentine's for vets this year because of making the things, again, children huddled together in small groups, making Valentine's, and then taking them to the VA. So we had to put those two things on hold, as well as some others, but they'll be back again next year.
Well, obviously, you guys put a lot of work into this. I mean, even though the celebration of literacy is this time of year and you have these different things going on, it seems like it's kind of really an all-year project for you.
It definitely is. We collect books at the Book Room in Roseburg, which is actually on Kane Street, and we ask people to donate books. We have adult books that we take in, and we actually have book sales 3 or 4 times a year, and with the money that we earn from those selling adult books, we're able to purchase more children's books. Of course, we like to have children's books donated too, but we have been able to finance Celebration of Literacy through grants and through some other donations from individuals. And we've just been very fortunate that we've been able to go for 20 years, and it's still going strong. We're already planning for next year.
Well, Altruista International of Roseburg, the Umpqua Literacy Council, the organizers, again, Celebration of Literacy getting underway. And give folks, again, the times and location for this first big event Saturday with the gigantic book giveaway.
Okay, the time is from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's at Fir Grove School, and that's on Harvard. And it will be a drive-through, so don't plan to get out of your cars. Just remain in your cars. And it's under the covered walkway, so the books will be under the walkway, and the cars will drive through. It's where the children normally wait for buses. But it's going to be a big event, so come join us.
All right, Karen Fager, one of the organizers of Celebration of Literacy. Karen, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a good day.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.